joining us on the WBGO Journal. Great to see her again. John Terry Gadsden, the Assistant Professor of Creative Writing and English at Bloomfield College. We are on the campus. John Terry, it's exciting times for you. We have the New York City Television Festival coming up, and it's all about this new project that you've put together called Blurs. But first of all, tell us a little bit more. It's the 13th annual festival. Tell us a little bit more about the festival and how you got involved with it.
Oh, great. From October 23rd to 28th is when the festival runs. And during that time, there are executives from studios that will be coming to New York for development chats. And so some of that is them meeting one-on-one with artists. And then they're also giving a lot of panels and writing. They're setting up writers' rooms and workshops just to give writers the opportunity to share their work and to speak about taking it to the next level.
Speaking of taking it to the next level, this couldn't be a better time for you because with Blurs, you know, you've done so much with poetry and comedy writing. It's not necessarily something that everybody puts together, but you've been able to blur the lines of both, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so. And there's something about having dedicated my life to the study of poetry and the study of writing that I feel gives me a leg up as a comedy writer. One thing is I know how to take a note when I'm getting suggestions on possible revisions. And so I also, from being a poet already, I approach comedy writing as a professional. I think I'm already a professional writer. I just need some doors to open so that I can walk through and go to the next level there.
This pilot, this half-hour pilot, you take a little bit, I'm sure, from you being an assistant professor because it's about a professor in a dysfunctional family. So tell us about Blurs.
Blurs is about, it's set in the 90s. It's a combination of everything that I love. So it's set in the 90s about a woman studies professor. It's a black family. They're dysfunctional and carefree. The way I say they're dysfunctional is, you know, the kids are allowed to curse. Like, that's one example. They're not a religious black family, which is something that is a fear of mine to be able to say oftentimes that black characters are expected to also be religious. And the family lives in the world where films and TV shows from the 80s and the 90s could take place because they had no black people in them. So the title of the show is Blurs because it's taking the characters from the blurry background, this family that would be in the blurry background of, say, 16 Candles or The Breakfast Club, and bringing them forward. So they're the focus.
Sounds wonderful. Looking forward to seeing what develops with Blur. So how does it go from now, from your script to possibly us seeing this?
Oh, yeah. Well, the idea, my script was accepted as an official selection of the New York Television Festival, which then means it was given to a whole bunch of executives. And so the executives, if they like my script and they like me when I have a bunch of meetings with them next week at the festival, then I get to that's where I could have the possibility in the future of building relationships that can move me forward. So that's my goal.
You do all this. You're writing poetry. You know, you've had so many successful poetry collections. Blues Triumphant just last summer was a wonderful collection that you dealt with motherhood and identity. So you're not just somebody who's just focusing on comedy writing. You have so much. You're working here as a professor of creative writing and English. The obvious question is, how are you doing it all together and keeping it all together, John Terry?
That's a really good question. I think it's because I can't do anything else. Like, I don't think I'm not compelled to do anything else. And also because everything I do as a writer can be done from my couch. I don't have to get up. I can sit there. I might be exhausted, but I can always write.
And you've been able to handle the fact of motherhood and being a professional. And that in itself is a huge challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think because my son grew up on college campuses, from me being an undergraduate to graduate school and other academic positions I've had before I got to Bloomfield, I think he understands my work and the time that I have to put into my work. My son's now 16 years old, and I can tell him that I'm working on something or I'm writing, and he will respect my time and allow me to do that, and I'm grateful to him for that.
We're speaking with John Terry Gadsden, who has this wonderful pilot comedy script that she is going to be taking with her to the New York Television Festival in Manhattan. Let's talk about your relationship with your son. Does he find you funny?
He actually does find me funny. And what's odd is I always, before I was into comedy writing or anything else, I was amazed by the fact that as a mother, I could take part in shaping someone's sense of humor. And the way that I did that is I never laughed at his unfunny jokes, which is so, maybe that's cruel, but when he wasn't funny, I didn't pretend that he was. And so now he loves it when I make him laugh, right? Like, or when I laugh at his jokes, he knows that it's genuine. It's odd that we value comedy so much in our little family. But yeah, he thinks I'm funny. He always wants me to come to his school and do workshops. Yeah.
Comedy is super tough to begin with. So what I find that people notice when Gary Walker and I are in the morning, when we're not trying to be funny, is when people notice it's just everyday life that seems to be humorous.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Absolutely, right? The things that are relatable and being able to highlight what's ridiculous about what we're going through every day, I think that's hilarious because it kind of makes you go, oh, yeah. And it's funny and allows you to laugh at those things.
Someone who's written, Seinfeld and has his own show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David, is somebody who takes just the normal things that we do, maybe the normal things we wouldn't say, and goes that next step. Where did comedy come for you?
I think it was back in the, in the 90s when Malcolm in the Middle came out. That was the first time I was shocked that you could write a family that way, like that dysfunctional, a messy house, right? Like those were things you didn't see on sitcoms. And I saw that. And, as a person who comes from an actual family that's not a TV family, I felt, I was inspired that you can write a family like a family actually is and point out and make fun of the dysfunction in a family.
What are the differences and similarities between poetry and a comedy script?
Oh, that's great. I think that to me, it's the concise language, right? You're trying to get like in a scene or even in a scene description, you're trying to describe things or accomplish a goal for the scene in as little space as possible, right? At the same time as being entertaining or making it mean something on a literal and a figurative level so that there's an emotional connection. And poetry, at least the type of poetry I write, is very concise. I write short poems. And so I often think about that when I'm writing scripts. How can I make this meaningful, right? I want it to be more than just a literal interpretation. I want there to be a deeper meaning as well.
In terms of your career right now, you could say you're hot because people are saying yes to you in all these projects. What do you think makes the difference? Why is it now? Have you grown as an artist? Do you think you just have enough work behind you now? Is it the experience, or are you better than ever?
I think it's a little bit of fearlessness. And I developed my fearlessness as a poet. When I wrote the book Blues Triumphant, those poems were all written with me sitting down and saying, what is it that I'm most afraid to say? And then when I became fearless in my screenwriting, my fearlessness showed up there as I'm going to write things that I like. I'm going to say things that I want to say that I haven't said before. Like, for instance, like having a black family that isn't religious, criticizing the church for certain things. Those things I was afraid of, but I know there's an audience for those things. So just fearlessness, I think, is something that's connecting with the people that have the ability to say yes to me.
When somebody sees Blurs, what would be a really nice compliment after reading Blurs?
Oh, that's good. Oh, wow. I should think about this. A really nice compliment after reading Blurs. I don't know. I like it, the idea of like, wow. Oh, actually, the best compliment is, wow, I wish I would have thought of that.
How long did it take you to put this half-hour pilot together?
It's so strange. It took me a long time to conceive it. It's something, the idea of it being, of taking Black characters from the background of these 80s and 90s films was something I've thought about maybe 5-6 years ago, but only since the winter break of this last year of 2016 did I think of putting it in sitcom form. But I actually wrote it in less than a week. It was a very quick process because I was trying to submit it to a contest and the deadline was coming up. So I wrote it in less than a week.
You know, that's absolutely amazing, right? That all of us would love to be able to sit down, take a week. Yeah, you can do that. But to have it recognized as an official artist at this wonderful festival in Manhattan, you know, you have it right where you need to be at this point. You know, you've had also experience in writing some really important when it comes to race relations and Pepper Girl and things like that. So you're more than just, there's a deepness inside John Terry Gadsden. So have you been able to draw from that deepness? Because it's, you know, some people, all they do is write comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, you do much more.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. That's really nice about the depth of my work. And I definitely think like there is a well inside of me that I have a freedom to speak on, that I think I'm more free than I've ever been before, I think. And that's just by addressing things in my life that were silencing me and deciding not to be silent anymore about those things opened me up. And there's stuff in there that maybe was just blocked, and now I'm just allowing it to come out and be me.
When you teach here at Bloomfield College, whether it be a young lady or a young man, especially though on the female side, to have a role model to be up there in front of you in class and talking to you, do you take that seriously when you know, a young lady comes up and says, How did you do that? I mean, they must look at you in a little more different way because of the success you're having outside of the college.
The thing is, they don't know that I'm having the success outside of the college. And I debate that so much of, should I tell them? Like, what does it mean for me to tell them? Does it come off like I'm bragging to them? When really I do want them to know that the possibilities that they have, especially as writers. And so just from this conversation, I think that makes me a little more comfortable. I know the last time I spoke to you about Blues Triumphant, I had a student come up to me who had heard the interview and say, like, when she heard it, she was like, wow, look at Professor Gadsden. She had no idea. And so maybe I could do a better job of making sure my students know what I'm doing.
Well, that says something about you, too, because it's not about you. It's about the students that you're talking to. But I think they need to hear about, that their professors here at Bloomfield College have, you know, a lot more to them than what's just standing in front of them each and every class, and could inspire the next John Terry Gadsden.
That's really nice, the next John Terry Gadsden. That's great, because I've think of myself as the Shonda Rhimes of comedy. Like, I'm trying to be the Shonda Rhimes of comedy. That is my goal. I think my goal for the students at Bloomfield College is for me to create a pipeline, right, where there's a well of students where, you know, like, if you have a student from Bloomfield College, you have a student who has it together, who can write, who has the work ethic, right, who's going to show up on time. So for me to be able to help shape writers that way so that I can always reach back to students at Bloomfield College and help them go forward.
So Shonda Rhimes, have you had the chance to meet?
No, I've never met Shonda Rhimes. I've sat in the way back of her giving lectures. I've read her book, but I haven't met her yet.
Why not?
I don't know. Sometimes it's funny. I remember being in a place where I could get her autograph and the line was so long and I just turned away and I was like, I'll meet her one day. Like, I know I do feel like I'll be in the position to be more than just somebody in the line for an autograph.
Hmm. I find it fascinating because just an autograph, I look at you as somebody that would want to have a much more deeper conversation with her, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I do feel like there are probably ways that she could guide me as a Black woman in the entertainment industry that maybe other people couldn't. And right now, I'm on the search for mentors. There are things that come up where I'm just like, I don't have anybody to ask or guide me on what to do now.
So the last question I have for you, John Terry, is the fact that in our world right now, we certainly wish that race relations were, you know, on an upswing and better. But sometimes many people think we're going backwards. Is there a work that's stirring inside your head that may address that at some point, too?
Yeah, I do try to come at things with a different angle. And I'm finding with the yeses that I'm getting now is people are understanding my angle at coming at race relations and trying to educate as well as entertain at the same time. But what I'm doing now is I'm writing for a Black audience and recognizing that can be entertaining to everyone, right? The same way as when people write for a white audience, or they're just writing in general, and it's often like with white writers and white, where it's white actors, right? And it's expected to be for everyone. I think that I can write straight to a Black audience and have it be universal.
John Terry Gadsden is an assistant professor of creative writing and English at Bloomfield College. All the best at the New York Television Festival, and from October 23rd to the 28th in Manhattan. Can people come to the festival and just, you know, can they meet you? Can come to the festival and talk to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I definitely believe you can find me at one of the happy hours, or I'm going to go to, there's also, just for in general, there are screenings of, so I wrote a script, but there are people who have produced their scripts and their own pilots, and so there are screenings of people's television shows, and I think that's worth going to.
Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much.